Good evening to all of you. We're thankful that you came to our evening of praise. And just want to give you a little bit of an orientation to the night. This kind of came about as we were thinking of summer. It's a time where maybe I might be speaking just personally, but you hope that it's going to be a time of rest. And months pass, and you're like, where's the rest? You know? And so this was just a time for us to focus in. Maybe some of us feel more exhausted or more lonely, or maybe we feel anxious. Thank the Lord, maybe this is a good season for you, and you just come ready to rejoice in Him. But all that to say, as we gather, there's many states of mind and heart that we are in. And our Lord knows all of that because He knows us. And He knows us because He made us. And so, as we long for peace, it's because He put it in us. We are meant for shalom, which is the Old Testament word for a deep inner peace. And that comes not from a lot of good circumstances. That comes much more from being in the presence of God. So that's what we're here for tonight. God is with us all the time, but as we gather together, we just remind each other and ourselves of that as we sing the words of these songs and we meditate on Scripture. So tonight's songs focus on the attributes of God. They focus on the Psalms, which remind us so much of His character and how we can rely on Him. So may I suggest to you that wherever you're at right now, that you just use this evening as a time between you and the Lord personally. Feel free to do this in a way that is comfortable for you. You can sit, you can stand, you can sing, you can just listen if you don't know the songs. Meditate on these words because they're full of Scripture, and that's what we did that intentionally. So maybe this will be like the best of two worlds in a way where you have communion with God, and yet your friends are supporting you and helping you in that. So you all have a booklet. We're going to go through that booklet in order, and sometimes we'll just pause in our singing, and you'll have a few minutes to just pray through the Scripture that you see in the book. And mostly, we just hope that we experience the presence of God in a rich way as His Word dwells in us through these songs. So I want to begin with reading you a short prayer from the Valley of Vision. This is called God All-Sufficient. King of glory, divine majesty, every perfection adorns your nature and sustains your throne. The heavens and the earth are yours. The world is yours in its fullness. Your power created the universe from nothing. Your wisdom has managed all its multiple concerns, presiding over nations, families, individuals. And your goodness is boundless. All creatures wait on you, are supplied by you, are satisfied in you. How precious are the thoughts of your mercy and grace. How excellent your loving kindness that draws men to you. Teach us to place our happiness in you, the blessed God, never seeking life among the dead things of earth. Rather, may we prize the light of your smile, implore the joy of your salvation, find our heaven in you, for you have attended to our happiness more than we're even capable of. We're perplexed and tempted, yet let us travel on, unchecked, undismayed, knowing that you have said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Blessed be thy name. In your booklet, you'll see Psalm 8 and Revelation 15. Let's read this together, okay? Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Thank you. Share with you one of the quotes from the fathers of the Reformation, Martin Luther, what he said about psalms and how that helps us in worship. He says, "But what is the chief subject of the psalms if it is not the earnestness of language in all the storms and contradictions of life? Where shall we find words more adapted to express joy than what is contained in the psalms of thanksgiving and of praise? And where do we find more profound expressions of melancholy and of sorrow than are contained in the psalms of affliction and mourning? In them we find the two great passions, fear and hope. And we find them depicted in language which no painter could express, and which the greatest human actor could never outdo." The psalms lead us to rest on God. So I will read now another prayer from the Valley of Vision. This is called Resting on God. It's one of my favorites. Let us pray. O God most high, most glorious, the thought of your infinite serenity cheers us. For we are toiling, troubled, and distressed, but you are forever at perfect peace. Your designs cause you no fear or worry. They stand fast as the eternal hills. Your power knows no limit, your goodness no boundary. You bring order out of confusion, and my defeats are your victories. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. We come to you as sinners with cares and sorrows, to leave every concern entirely to you, every sin calling for Christ's precious blood. Revive deep spirituality in our hearts. Let us live near to the great shepherd, hear his voice, know its tones, follow its calls. Keep us from deception by causing us to abide in the truth, from harm by helping us to walk in the power of the Spirit. Give us greater faith in eternal realities, burning into us by experience the things that we know. Grant us to know that we truly live only when we live in and through and to you, that all else is trifling. Your presence alone can make us holy, devoted, strong, and happy. Abide in us, gracious God.
From the ashes God in his glory. Christ Jesus became like a slave. He humbled himself in obedience to death and the cross and the grave. Victorious, he rose to the highest. In glory, the Savior was raised. His name above all names exalted. The heavens and earth sing his praise. Who is like the Lord our God? Who with glory fills the sky, but humbles himself with the broken to dwell? Who is like our God? O saints, fix your eyes on the Savior and count all your righteousness lost.
Behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. O mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Of men, and still you let them die.
because my heart is there. The earth can wave, the mountain move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God is in control. The oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still.
Take a little time now as you see Psalm 121 in front of you on your page. Just spend some time praying these phrases to the Lord. And in a little while, we'll sing our next song.
Stand. Before me, in the presence
bit of time to look at Psalm 40. Just pray these lines to the Lord, and we will come together and sing again in a few moments. Out of the depths I cry to you, in darkest places I will call. Incline your ear to me anew, and hear my cry for mercy, Lord. Were you to count my sinful ways, how could I come before your yet full forgiveness meets my gaze. I stand redeemed by grace alone. I will wait for you. I will wait for you. On your word I will rely. I will wait for you. Surely wait for you till my soul is sad. Has come to make a way, and God Himself has paid the price that all who trust in Him today find healing in His sacrifice. I will wait for you, I will wait for you on your word. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
I sought the
Magnify the Lord.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side flow. Be of sin the double cure, save from wrath.
Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who, in every respect, was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Rise, my soul, arise, shake off your guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice on my behalf appears. Before the throne, my surety stands. Before the throne, my surety stands. My name is written on its head. Stronger than darkness, you ever born. Since they are many, his
have one more song, and it's a favorite here at URC. We did it for the first time on Easter this year, and it's the final piece of the equation in rest, because rest comes when we are with the Lamb who was slain, who gave his life for us. True eternal rest is waiting for us with the Lamb who is worthy. So let us sing, "He is Worthy." Kids, I know there's a lot of you here who are in the choir, so you guys sing the lead part, and then all of you join the choir for the first verse, okay?
we ask you tonight, might we know more fully and more beautifully how holy and how worthy you are. Would you press it deeply down into our hearts until we overflow with peace and confidence and joy in your promises. You are a God who makes big promises, and you are a God who keeps your promises. So as we leave tonight, as we go through our summer, as we put our hope in you, please guide us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.